The Latin Lover, a pocket dictionary of the language of the Catholic Church, compiled by the Pope's own Latinist, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
Father Foster, ave then.
Ave et salve.
Salve or ave?
Ave, salve, in the beginning, yes, and then vale at the end. And vale is goodbye, and ave is hail or be in good health.
I'll tell you a little bit about my life. I did an interview this morning with Cardinal Tucci, and I was talking about perestroika and glasnost. How do you translate those two words,
then? Oh, Lord. Well, a perestroika, no?
Means rebuilding.
I thought it was a three-man thing.
I don't know.
So that was the troika.
The troika, yeah. The perestroika means rebuilding.
Reedificatio.
Reedificatio, easy. Well, it sounds
easy.
Boring compared to perestroika.
Okay, or refectio, or renovatio, or redintegratio.
You said refectio. I thought refectio was like refectory, something to do with eating.
No, refectio is redoing something.
So why do we call a refectory?
Because you go there and you're kind of like rebuilding yourself by eating. That's why it's a refectory. Certainly you are refreshed or redone there.
And the other thing I was talking to you about earlier on the way up to the studio was that I was going to attend a conference. I was invited to attend a conference on sustainable development.
That's easy. Progressio tolerabilis.
Now you can tell me a bit about your life then.
What do I mean, my life?
What are you doing? What are you translating at the moment?
No, all we're doing, bishop's appointments and some letters. And
what about your teaching then?
No, heaven's sakes, the classes are going marvelously. And we're teaching all kinds of things and new things, and we're reading nice one things. You might be interested because you're from that country, but you've heard of William Harvey, you know, the doctor, the famous doctor with the heart and you know, the arteries and all that stuff. Mm. We're reading his whole tract. We're not going to read the whole thing, but one of the students found this. And I said, we're going to do this in class, and it's a total delight. He's talking about the heart and the lungs and all of this stuff in glorious, perfect, classical Latin. This is 1628.
Hmm. They used medieval Latin in those days.
Well, I mean, they used standard Latin, and they knew everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, and he's using every use in the Latin language.
So give me an example.
I mean, he would talk about pulsus cordis, suam habet moderationem.
Meaning?
Has its own control. The pulse of the heart has its own control. Oh, he goes on. It's really beautiful. It's really very, very, wow. Very beautiful.
Well, we know that your heart lies close to Latin.
And of course, what he's trying to prove is that many, he said, for centuries from Galenus, you know, from 200s, put the heart and the lungs together, you know, that the beat of the heart and the work of the lungs were together. But he said, no, nothing like this.
So how do you say the beat?
And he said, reliquis aliter se habentibus. All the other things were finding themselves in a different way.
Mm.
Oh, you should see the Latin and you should see the students. Oh, do we have students? And they noticed this right away. This is three lines apart. And they got the Latin right away. This is William Harvey, who was the royal doctor for King George. And I said, look at this Latin here. I'm going to give this to the summer schoolers and to everybody. It's so beautiful.
So the lung and the heart don't go together. How do you say that?
Well, no. Non coniunguntur cor atque pulmones. Non coniunguntur, non consociantur cor atque pulmones. Very, very beautiful. And when the students see this is 1628, the book was published in 1628. I said, look at this Latin here. These people knew everything. Everything, everything, everything. I said, we better get moving, my dear friends. It's not clerical at all. It has nothing to do with the church, you know. Go on.
Dr. Harvey's Latin in comparison to Cicero's.
You can hardly see the difference. In certain sentences, you cannot see the difference. It's so elegant and so beautifully arranged. It's just marvelous. Really, it is. I get carried away, of course, with this kind of stuff.
What are you reading?
Well, that's what we're one of the things we're reading there. We were reading Suarez, the Jesuit, again, the 1600s, huh? Theology and everything else. I said, look, here's Suarez, here's the Jesuit. We have one or two Jesuits in class. We were reading John Fisher.
The Englishman.
Yes, he was beheaded with Thomas More in 1535. Dr. Fisher, one of the most educated people in England.
And what is his Latin like?
You should read the thing against Luther. He said, Luther has all this stuff and this is all phony baloney. That's what he's saying.
So why does one say phony baloney?
Sun false fabulae. False fabulae are false
stories.
That's phony baloney. Mm-hmm. When we're reading that, you should read that stuff. That's 1500s. And then we'll flip over in our, because we have big booklets of readings, we'll flip back to Plautus, 200 BC. And to see how Plautus is talking,
how Plautus compares to the Latin of Dr. Fisher.
The fact is there, of course, in the 1600s, they're imitating Plautus. What I tell the students, I said, look at these people in Plautus. They had their problems and family problems, and the girls are pregnant and they're not married, and the fathers are all upset about all this. Got it? I said, friends, we've been through this before. When people come to me, you know, pastorally, what am I supposed to do? I said, relax, relax. It's not the first time.
How do you say relax?
Relax, requiesce. Cool it off. Requiesce. Rest down.
History repeats itself.
Oh, my heaven's sakes. Well, that's what the students love.
History repeats itself? How do you say that?
Repetitse historia.
Mm.
Oh, you can say, and they say, look at these people. I said, well, these are our brothers and sisters, you know. And they had problems too. And all this other stuff, and children and their parents, and all the fighting back and forth. Psht. I say, quid novis sub sole, as they used to say in the book of Ecclesiastes in the Bible. Quid novis sub sole, what's new under the sun? Okay, all these beautiful things in Latin.
You've been listening to Latinist Professor Reginald Foster in a program presented and produced by Veronica Scaresbrick.